Hi guys, and yes, welcome back to another episode of Culture with Ellie. Today, like usual, we will be talking about culture, specifically Korean culture. And you might be thinking, why Korean culture? You could have picked any culture in the world. German culture, Russian culture, American culture? And my answer for you is, this is my podcast, and I don't see you trying to do my job. Okay, let's get started. The most present part of culture in this day and age, in any country, is music. Music connects everyone. It's in everyday life. From dancing in your room, to listening to it while doing your homework, to just being bored. The possibilities are endless. Not only are the possibilities endless, but the genres are endless. You can find anything in music, from rap to 80s hip-hop to country. And like any country, Korea has their own kind of music, known as K-pop. Not a lot know about K-pop, but you might have heard about them through the group BTS. BTS is mostly known for being the first foreign boy group to strike American charts over and over again. Or you might have watched the Grammys, where BTS performed with Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X. K-pop is mostly known for their elaborate synchronized dances, boy and girl groups, and solo artists. We have a lot of solo artists in America. Ariana Grande, Lil Nas X, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. But it's completely opposite in Korea. You don't see a lot of solo artists. You see mainly groups. These groups and solo singers are formed by various agencies like JYP, SM, YG, and Big Hit. And I wouldn't question why I just whispered JYP. It's just a given. But the most popular way to form a group is by survival shows. And I know you're thinking, we have those in America. X Factor, American Idol, America's Got Talent. And let me just tell you, you're completely wrong. If I had to tell you one fact about Korean TV shows, is that they are completely extravagant and crazy. The most popular known survival show in Korea for K-pop singers, also known as idols, is called Producer 101. Producer 101 takes 101 contestants from different companies like JYP, SM, Big Hit, YG, and around 30 other companies, and put them against each other. They put the best of the best together and make them fight for a position on around a 9-person group. And I know you're thinking, 9 people is a lot in a group, but in Korea, groups can range from 2 people to 28 people. And I know you're thinking, 28 people, how do you fit them all on the stage? And the answer is, you don't. You put them in subgroups. They're still classified as that group, but they're put into subgroups like singers, dancers, rappers, to make the best of the best group throughout that one group. And you might be thinking, I could become a K-pop singer or an idol in Korea if I just don't go on a survival show. It doesn't seem that hard, but let me just tell you, it's a lot harder than you think. Your chance of becoming a K-pop idol is about 2 in 10. That's not a lot, if you think about it. In America, we mainly get our singers off of YouTube, if you think about it, or in a garage in a small town. These kids start training to become an idol when they're around 10 years old. And the probability of them becoming a successful idol in Korea is very slim. Some people put 10 years of their life just to become a singer, and sometimes it never happens. So that's all I'm going to do for right now. How about we change the topic and let one of our viewers share their opinion with us?